Melanie Vervoet is a political analyst and columnist, a former member of the ANC. She was an MP for 5 years during the first parliament controlled by Nelson Mandela. Melanie, you've been listening to the debates. Anything said in there that you think has the potential to change anybody's mind?
Hi, John. Yeah, I mean, it's been a very dramatic day and it's lots of fun as well after a typical parliament, you know, real political theatre here. And of course, it started yesterday with Pale Kambeta announcing the secret ballots. And then today, there's been all kinds of dramas, including that they had numbered the ballot papers, which came out just before lunchtime. And the opposition realized that it was ballots, that it was numbered, which, and people are called out in alphabetical order, which would have meant that, of course, the ballot wasn't secret. So they insisted on it being reprinted, and it was reprinted in the last few minutes while the debate was going on. Has anybody's mind been changed? No, I don't believe so. In fact, if anything, I think that they might have actually hardened, you know, because debates are passionate, people get angry. And, you know, if you just watch the ANC coming into Parliament in one batch, all dancing, all singing, saying, hurry up, if we want to come and vote. Yeah, I don't think, you know, there's any chance of this passing today.
There are 151 opposition MPs, need 201 votes. The majority of votes in Parliament are decided on a majority of those people present. But this is, I think, Rule 62 of the Constitution, which says it needs to be a majority plus one of the entire House. So it needs 201 votes. There's no guarantee. Yeah. I mean, Temba Gordy made it quite clear that his APC vote is going to go for the motion. The PAC, we're not sure about. The AIC, we're not sure about.
PAC said they're not voting for the motion.
So that's
the PAC said it in the House. So they will not. They will vote with the ANC.
Okay, and we're not sure about the AIC, which is in talks with the ANC to try and get the Kokstad area returned to KwaZulu-Natal from the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
And we don't know, do we, about the NFP, which is also in some kind of... Because listening to the NFP speech, there wasn't really a clue in there about how those six votes might go.
And in addition to that, also, there are at least two DA MPs not present in the House. They are in hospital or sick. And I believe another opposition MP. So the moment, of course, you lose votes on that side, if you have to get more from the ANC side. I mean, the numbers just doesn't stack up. And I saw various ANC MPs after the caucus this morning because they cancelled all the committee meetings this morning in Parliament so that parties could caucus. And we know that Jacob Zuma was in caucus. He went to the ANC caucus. He arrived. Gwede Mantashe spoke. There was not a big debate allowed. And so, you know, the MPs came out of there and said, look, we were told to toe the line and that's that, you know. So, I mean, I don't think, if you just also get sense the feeling in the House, and for example, when the Speaker said, you know, of course they first just do, I put the motion to you, those in favour say aye, those against it say no. When she said those against the motion, of course, the ANC paused for a moment because they had to get their heads around for once they're voting against something. And then when you watched who was actually not responding, who wasn't shouting, oh, it was a handful. You know, it was absolutely a handful of MPs. So the rest of them all shouted with gusto, no. So the chance of this passing today is almost nothing.
Yeah, I mean, given the absence of Ian Ollis and the other DAMP who were involved in that accident on the education oversight visit,
right.
and the NFP and the AIC either abstaining or voting against the motion, you're probably going to need somewhere between 60 and 65 ANC votes for the motion to carry. And even with 36 SACP votes,
Yes, and I mean, I don't think you can take it that all the SACP members will be voting with the opposition. I don't believe that the SACP has come out with a directive. They always said they wouldn't, and as far as I can establish, they haven't. And there certainly are some SACP members who, even though they believe that Zuma should go, does not believe that they should do it through a motion of no confidence and that this is not the correct time to do it. I think we might see some abstentions, particularly from SACP members. Of course, we won't know it from them. But I think that's where we'll most probably see some of their votes reflected rather than a vote with the opposition. This issue of voting with the opposition seems to remain a really, really big problem for many ANC MPs. And they're, you know, just the idea of having to vote with the opposition is a problem for them. If there was a similar type of motion that came from ANC side, of course, it would be a totally different thing. But that, of course, will never happen. Well, not at the moment.
And the impact, if it turns out that the caucus held largely together, I mean, there are 249 ANC MPs. There are a couple that are absent. There are two seats which are vacant because of deaths. There are some which are absent on official business. So around about 240 available ANC votes. And if they get 235 votes, what's the political impact of that? Does that change the dynamic of the faction fighting between the Ramaphosa faction and the NDZ faction?
Look, I mean, the thing that we need to understand is that if this motion does not pass today, Zuma emerges stronger than ever before. And in fact, I have a sense that Zuma is behind this vote of no confidence. He was definitely consulted by Baleka. He was definitely aware of what was going on, and it was confirmed to me that he also consulted with the top office bearers. In fact, I have a sense that he actually said, bring it on. I'm sick of this constant fussing around. He also said at the end of the last NEC meeting that he doesn't want to have any of those discussions again in the NEC. And that there's a great likelihood in my mind that he actually made a calculated risk here by saying, let's go for it. Because, of course, if that the motion is defeated today, Zuma walks out of here much stronger than he has ever been. And he silences the voices in the ANC and effectively also to a large extent when it comes to motions of no confidence, the opposition, because they have now given them the secret ballot. So they cannot say it through intimidation, et cetera, although it could still, you know, of course it was still there. But so Zuma certainly will come out of here much stronger today if this motion is defeated.
I hope you're wrong. I really hope you're wrong, Melanie. And
so do I, actually. Thank you.
Yeah. Because one hopes that Zuma's not foolish enough to believe that people are voting against the motion because they support him. He will surely know that the reason they're voting against the motion is because some sense of loyalty to this organization, the ANC, the fact that it's a DA motion and you can't vote for the opposition, intimidation. If the motion is defeated, as you and I both expect it to be, and he starts to think to himself, the ANC is back under my control, surely that's very foolish of him.
Well, I mean, it certainly would leave him very, very safe for the next few months, at least until December. I cannot see how anybody in the NEC, et cetera, could in any large scale now bring any vote against him again. And, you know, we have to still see what's going to happen in December because we know the numbers in KZN have been inflated enormously. If the ANC cannot deal with that through its internal audit, it's going to pose a huge problem for the anti-Zuma crowd to win. And you know, we still know that the NEC at the moment is still, although most probably closer to 50%, still on balance, still going towards Zuma's side. And we know the NWC is definitely completely on his side. So we'll have to see how this impacts on the ANC. I mean, look, this whole vote, the way it has caused damage in the ANC, of course it has, you know, and MPs have been under enormous pressure from both sides. And it has shown, again, the very ugly face of the ANC when they feel under threat. But what it does do, every single time they have a vote of no confidence, is it focuses the ANC on a common enemy, i.e. the opposition or the DA. I mean, part of the debate today has turned very ugly. For example, when Maya Mani quoted Helen Zussman, and it was outright, and you could hear it and you could see it, that it was because she was a white woman that he quoted, that the ANC, a large section of the ANC MPs, just shouted him down and started insulting and whistling at him. And so, you know, what these votes of no confidence do is that they every single time consolidate the ANC. And therefore, one really has to question whether this is a good thing. Every time that they bring these votes of no confidence forward. Because, you know, the likelihood of it succeeding is so small given the numbers in Parliament. It does consolidate the ANC to such a large extent every time again.
Thank you very much indeed. Melanie Verwoerd, former ANC MP, now a political analyst and columnist.